morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. It is hard to believe we are into summer already. I want to just give a couple quick announcements of things that you can have your kids do this summer. Vacation Bible School is such an important time for kids every year, and we have Vacation Bible School at First Baptist Fairfax. It starts June 4th. That's a Sunday at 5:30. It will go every night all the way through Friday night, June 9th. And we would love to have your kids participate in Vacation Bible School. We're going to have a lot of fun together, and we're also going to learn about the Bible. And so if you're interested, it's totally free. There's dinner provided each night. Please give me a call, 943-8237. If you don't participate in Vacation Bible School at our church, there's a church near you, I'm sure, that is doing Vacation Bible School. Great opportunity for your kids to have a good time and learn about the Bible. Also, summer camp is starting June 19th. We have 6 weeks of seeking to impact your kids to the best of our ability in leading them to love God and see how great God's love is for them and how it can impact every area of their life. We're going to be working on academic success, reading and math, and in a fun way. We're going to have lots of games and encourage them to be the best students they can be. We're also going to have a lot of sports, all kinds of sports, and we're going to show them how to strive for success in that area as well. We've got a lot of volunteers coming to work with kids this summer, and we still have some spots open. We're going to have good Bible teaching. We're going to have all kinds of fun activities and some field trips. So it's just $20 for the whole summer. We've done everything we can to make this as cheap as possible. We want to minister to the community this way. This is a joint effort of the Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and Fairfax First Baptist Church. And if you would like your child to be involved in this, I think it's going to be a life-changing summer for these kids. It's for ages 6 all the way to 18. It includes meals, everything that they need for just $20 for 6 weeks of camp. It's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And the number to call to sign up for that camp is 943-8237. That's 943-8237. Or if you can't write that down right now and want to look it up later, just contact the office at Fairfax First Baptist Church. Well, we've been talking about this question this week. Do I know that Jesus loves me? For the Bible tells me so. And increasingly, people have said, well, you can't really trust the Bible. It's got some stories in there that, you know, how could that have happened? No, but you don't have to throw out Christianity altogether. Just don't worry about the Bible anymore. Just believe in Jesus because of the history behind it. And that is such a dangerous argument, I think, because as we've seen, the apostles and even Jesus himself, they said, no, you can trust this message because of the Bible and primarily because of the Bible. And the Bible is what helps you understand these events and guides you into what it means to be a Christian. So I fear for those who say, well, I'm going to continue being a Christian. I just don't believe the Bible anymore. Where does that leave you? How do you know what it is to be a Christian? How do you know what Jesus wants you to do in life if you don't believe that the teachings recorded in Scripture are God's gift to us, his guide to us? So this is an area I'm passionate about, obviously, because the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I know there are hard questions about the Bible. In fact, you might say, you know, well, I can't just believe because the Bible says so. Very often, you know, someone will say, well, the Bible says it and that settles it. And maybe that's not enough for you. And frankly, you know, there are so many challenges coming at us to the Bible that just hearing, well, just believe it, don't worry about it, don't ask questions, I don't think that's the right approach. I think it is good to ask questions. It is good to take the challenges to your faith and say, well, let me find out answers. And I believe that when you test the Bible and when you explore those questions and when you say, I want to know the truth and whatever it is, I want to know the truth, I believe God will lead you to the answers that the Bible is true and trustworthy, that there are answers to those questions. And God wants you to have not just a knowledge that Jesus died and rose from the dead, but he wants you to know through the scriptures that God did this for you, that he loves you, that he died for you, and that you can trust him. And that's why he gives us the Bible. And so the evidence is there that you need to back up the Bible. If you have questions, things that have come up, and you say, you know, I just don't know. I have a hard time believing because... I'd be happy to talk with you. I'd be happy to answer questions, listen to what you're struggling with. I think that's one of the roles pastors are supposed to do, is walk through those doubts, those struggles with those who are going through them. The number to call is 943-8237. If you just have a question you want to send maybe by email, you can email me, pastordavid@fairfaxfbc, that's for First Baptist Church, fairfaxfbc.org. All right, well, let me talk about what Peter said about this issue. How do we know that Jesus loves us? Well, Peter writes in 2 Peter 1:17 that when Jesus received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. Okay, now what is Peter talking about? He's talking about the transfiguration. While Jesus was on earth before his crucifixion, he took Peter, James, and John with him up a mountain, and he was transfigured before their eyes. He appeared in his glory with Moses and Elijah. And this is one of those things that happened even before the resurrection that revealed that Jesus really was the Son of God. And Peter writes about this and says, "We were there. We saw it. We were eyewitnesses. You can believe us." So it almost sounds like he's saying, believe because of the historical evidence, because of the eyewitness testimony that Jesus is who he claimed to be. But then he says this in verse 19, "And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." So don't believe just because we saw this and because of our eyewitness testimony, Peter says. Believe because of something that's more sure, the Bible. He calls it here the prophetic word. He says, this is what will reveal to you truth. This is the lamp shining in a dark place. This is how the Bible functions. It's not just that we have to believe just because it says so. No. You can press it and try it, and it will come out. It has the evidence to back it up. It has a certain beauty to it, a certain way in which it comes together that I think authenticates it, but it also has historical evidence. It has the resurrection to verify it, but it in and of itself is what we can ultimately place our confidence in to know that the gospel is true. By the way, the apostles understood that the scriptures, that the books we now have as part of the Bible, were the words of God. Peter writes this in 2 Peter 3:16. He says that Paul writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand. Yeah, Paul writes some things that are hard to understand. Even Peter says that. And then he says, "which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures." So understand that even in Peter's lifetime, he understood that the letters of Paul, books like Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, were part of the scriptures, were part of this more certain word that is the work of God, that is God's gift to help guide us and believe truth. And that is what God has given us. I pray you believe it. Again, if you have questions, feel free to call. The number is 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.